Can you name five things with big impact in God's kingdom around the world? If it's not coming to you right away, stay tuned for today's Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'll take you on a whirlwind tour that covers what God is doing in Asia, Latin America, and Africa. I'm Ruth Kramer, inviting you to stick with us for the next 5 minutes. Myanmar's flooding has killed over 100 people in the last 14 days, and now the fathers, mothers, brothers, and sisters they left behind are trying to survive without access to food or clean water. Christian Aid Mission's Amy Cotton says they're working with believers in Myanmar to help those survivors.
One leader noted that he is hearing people crying out to their Buddhist and animist gods for help.
But those gods aren't responding. The followers of Christ are. As indigenous missionaries bring food, tarps, and clothing to the flood survivors, they get a chance to share the truth of the gospel.
They want to know, why are you helping me? You're in the same boat as me. It's a powerful testimony, and many come to Christ as a result of it.
Frankly, recovery is expected to take months, if not years, and these local Christians need your help to continue reaching out. Find the whys and the hows at our website.
Oftentimes, they're the first ones in the villages to bring supplies.
A picture is worth a thousand words. Partners Relief and Development posted a picture of a smiling boy on their Facebook page as a prayer reminder recently. He's standing by his cyclone-ravaged and monsoon-flooded home in a refugee camp in Myanmar. There was no food until the ministry team arrived with emergency supplies. But his smile says he remembered the team and the cup of cold water in Jesus' name. See, he's wearing one of the I Am Loved and Not Forgotten t-shirts that the relief teams distributed in the refugee camps over a year ago. You're listening to Mission Network News. Now, the picture in Peru is one of celebration and achievement this week. They're about to open a new children's home to welcome some of the region's most abused and neglected children. The project started as a blank slate 7 years ago when a family, haunted by the stories of these forgotten kids, donated a parcel of land to Kids Alive Peru. Last week, the completed children's home was dedicated to the Lord, and now they're working on rebuilding these kids' futures. There's more at missionnews.org. Speaking of rebuilding futures, Life International's pregnancy centers are changing the lives of thousands, including the life of one woman in Zambia. Melinda Delahoyd of Life International shares the woman's story.
It literally is a young woman in Zambia who was raped by her uncle, and her aunt then came to her and said, "You must go to the river where the crocodiles gather and throw yourself into that river."
But a miracle happened. A Life International volunteer brought her to a clinic to get help. She gave birth to a son, and now God is working in her life.
I think of that young woman in Zambia who now has her own micro business, has a way to raise her little boy, and believes that this little boy, Abraham, is going to be used by God in great ways.
Another organization is helping the unreached find eternal life. Reach Beyond's English Conversation Clubs teaches lessons in English around the world while incorporating the gospel. Here's how it works. The class listens to a radio program written from a Christian worldview, and then they discuss it with a Christian English speaker. Reach Beyond's Janine Rembus.
In Southeast Asia and the Middle East, we have clubs, both local and on Skype, where English is being used to reach out to these people that they don't come because they're spiritually open. They come because they want to learn English, but they discover that they are in need of something spiritually.
Sound like something you'd be interested in? Well, if you speak English and you have internet access, you can make an eternal difference.
Currently, we have over 360 English learners that are on a waiting list that are just anxious for a Christian English speaker to meet with them over Skype, to have conversation, to help them practice speaking.
You can start the process through a link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Believe it or not, it's not too early to plan for 2016. Get your free 2015-16 inspirational calendar from Family Christian Stores. The calendar is a visual reminder each month of who God is and why we should trust Him and follow His ways. For your copy, call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.